You are listening to KVSH LP FM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music. On Beyond Category, I play music from different styles, different genres, music from around the world, and I hope you enjoy the mix that I put together for you. For the first half of this show, I'm going to go beyond category in the sense of exploring those musical borders where music from one culture is pulled into music known for coming from another country. In the first set, you'll hear people tagged in the United States as jazz musicians who are under the spell of music from elsewhere, the Middle East, the Caribbean, and starting off, Africa, with the late great pianist Randy Weston, who traveled extensively in Africa and incorporated lots of African music into his music. And from Randy Weston on solo piano from the album Ancient Future, you will hear the song Roots of the Nile. Thank you. On KVSH, that song is The Golden Horn. It's from an album by the Dave Brubeck Quartet from way back in 1958 called Jazz Impressions of Eurasia. The quartet traveled at the behest of the U.S. State Department all over the world during that time and took music from where they went, and that's from obviously the Middle East. And that wonderful saxophone solo there, very short but just incredible, was the great Paul Desmond on saxophone, The Golden Horn. Before that, from also way back then, 1957, from an album called Drum Suite, Art Blakey's drum ensemble, in which Art Blakey, the great American drummer, incorporates African percussion and Blakey's own drumming influenced African percussion as African percussion influenced his playing. The name of that song is Oskalypso, and it was written by the bass player Oscar Pettiford, and named after him. And that very strange sound you hear in there is Oscar Pettiford strumming a cello. Oscar Pettiford on bass and cello, Ray Bryant on piano, again Drum Suite, and the name of that song, Oskalypso. And at the top, Roots of the Nile from the great Randy Weston from the album Ancient Future from 2001. Some examples of musicians being directly influenced by other cultures. And continuing in the same vein, you're going to hear next the Jihei Lee Orchestra. Jihei Lee is an American, but of Korean ancestry, and she explores her Korean ancestry in this album by incorporating both rhythms and melodies from Korean music. The name of the album, released in 2024, is Infinite Connections, and the song is Nowhere Home, the Jihei Lee Orchestra. Thank you. on KVSH. That very exuberant song is Circular. It's from the Fabia Mantwill Orchestra. Fabia Mantwill is a German saxophonist and composer and orchestra leader, and she includes in that music lots of multicultural things. You heard those drums there, but also you may have heard the kora, the wonderful 21-string instrument from West Africa, played by Momi Maiga, who's somebody who lives in Spain and comes from Africa, and there's just lots of different influences in there. Fabia Mantwill Orchestra, their album is called In Sight, InSight, from 2025, and again, the song is Circular. Before that, Jihei Lee from her album Infinite Connections with Nowhere Home, incorporating Korean rhythms and melodies. Some more examples of the wonderful multiculturalism we hear in lots of music. I'm John Midgley, and you're listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM. We're at 101.9 on Vashon Island, and also available on the KVSH app and at voiceofvashon.org. And do check out voiceofvashon.org. There are lots of great shows there, especially a great variety and number of great music shows. And you can find those by going to voiceofvashon.org, clicking on Tune In, and then Radio Shows. And most of the shows are archived for 2 weeks after they play on the air, so you can stream them during that two-week period. Again, voiceofvashon.org. And if you enjoy the show or other shows, please consider donating to KVSH. We rely on listeners for our support. Thank you very much to those who do support. Next on Beyond Category, I'm not going to say a whole lot about the music. I'm just going to play it for you, but it's music from the wonderful pianist Amina Claudine Myers, who's had a long career both in avant-garde and also in other kinds of piano and organ work with many, many people. She rarely puts out a solo album and has just very recently in 2025 put out a wonderful album called Solace of the Mind. And rather than characterize it, I'm simply going to play it for you. You hear three selections from this wonderful solo piano offering. Third in the set, Cairo. Second, Steal Away, the traditional so-called spiritual. And here at the top, African Blues. Here is Amina Claudine Myers. Thank you. on KVSH 3 from Amina Claudine Myers' 2025 album, Solace of the Mind. You just heard Cairo, before that Steal Away, and at the top, African Blues. Amazing. From that beauty, I'm going to transition a little bit quietly into the last set. In the middle of this set, you'll hear vibraphonist Khan Jamal with the title track from his 1984 release, Infinity. But here at the top, the very beautiful song from John Coltrane Quartet from 1963. Here is After the Rain. KVSH. That's the wonderful contemporary tenor saxophonist James Brandon Lewis with a very beautiful song, Resonance, from the album Code of Being from 2021. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time.